Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Everybody say Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, we welcome you again and again. To our katha, Gaur Bhagavan katha of Karunavatar. Karunavatar. It is Gauranga and is Gaura Bhagavan also, or is Bhagavan. So it's Gaur Bhagavan. And he is full of karunya, magnanimity. So hence he is Karunavatar. He is Karuna Sindhu and Dinabandhu. So we had been talking day after day about Karunavatar, so that you remain well, or for everybody's well-being, we had been reciting this Karunavatar Gaur Bhagavan Katha, and I hope and pray that you are well and safe. The heads of states globally are doing their best. WHO, who is busy like anything. And then what to speak of all the doctors and the medical staff is on marathon. Worldwide. So they are taking care of you. Hari Hari. And we also, we Hare Krishna devotees, the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness also would like to take care of you. I was going to say earlier, take care of yourself. So that's what we do. Take care of yourself. Body is also self and mind is also self. But the real self is the soul. Which no one else seemed to be taking care of or so much concern. They do not even know the existence of the soul. Hari Hari. So whatever is lacking, we are trying to provide. Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham, as Krishna said. Whatever you lack, we provide. So others are taking care, the governments and the doctors and World Health Organization. There's still something lacking. And that lack is care of the soul, looking after the soul, or even could say curing the soul. Or purifying the consciousness of the soul. What is the symptom of the soul? Consciousness. So that is what we work on. We, the Hare Krishna devotees, we try to bring about a revolution in consciousness. And when consciousness changes, everything around you changes. Your worldview changes and your lifestyle changes. And your diet could change. And like that. A lot of things around you. Your association changes. You are known by the company that you keep, it is said. So you may make changes in the company, meaning the associates that you mix and mingle with, that could change, and like that. So, anyway, getting back to our Karunavatar, Gaur Bhagavan Katha. So, we want to continue. Again, it is not just Gaur Bhagavan, it's also Nityananda Bhagavan. It's not only Krishna, but Balaram also. Not just Ram, Lakshman also. We have been talking how Ram and Lakshman of Trita Yug, they appear as Krishna Balaram of Dwapar Yug, and they appear as Gaur Nityananda in the age of Kali. So we had been talking about Gauranga, not a lot, but maybe more. We had talked about Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, but not much about Nityananda Prabhu. I meant to talk about Nityananda's childhood pastimes on the day of Ram Navami, but that did not happen. So I wanted to briefly talk about Balaram appearing as Nityanand and his some childhood pastimes, and then, of course, talk of Gauranga more, and Gauranga and Nityanand together, and their pastimes of spreading the holy name in India and then worldwide. So, Nanda Nandana Jai Sachi Sutta Hoila Sai. The Shastras or Acharyas say and sing that one who was Nandanandan, you understand, Nandanandan, son of Nanda Maharaj, he appeared as Sachinandan. He appeared as Sachinandan, the darling of Sachi Mata and darling or son of Jagannath Mishra. So that is, so Krishna appeared as Krishna Chaitanya. And Balaram hoi lanitai, and Balaram appeared as Nityanand Prabhu. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gauranga appears in Navadvip, Mayapur. And Balaram, who is now appearing as Nityanand, he appears in a place called Ekachakragram. Both of these places are in Bengal. Nadia, Navadvip is in Bengal, and Ekachakragram is also in Bengal, some distance apart. So, Nityanand Prabhu appeared as Sana Padmavati and Hardai Pandit. And really, Nityanand Prabhu was a, what to speak, the beauty of Nityanand Prabhu was quite captivating. It was a reservoir of beauty. Aankhon ka tara, as they say. And everyone was kind of getting enchanted by beauty of Nityanand Prabhu. So he was very, very dear to his parents. And also he was dear of all the elderly ladies and gentlemen of Ekachakragram. He was a very special boy. Not just to special to look at, in every possible way. So, as he was growing, and now he was going to school, and he has lots of friends to play with. So one of the, well, they used to play, not cricket or other games, but they used to perform plays, dramas. Nityanand Prabhu would take lead, and he would gather his friends, school friends, and practically every day there is to be performance. Of course, the story writer would be Nityanand Prabhu. And what stories would he write or think of? The stories, the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. So every day, some cow herding pastimes or makhan chor, butter stealing pastimes, or rasa dance. Krishna Balaram also performs rasa dance. I'm lifting Govardhan Hill, and both are taking part. Krishna is taking part, of course, a lifter of Govardhan. Balaram is also there, and both are dealing. So like that, they would enjoy performing different dramas. Then one day, Nityanand Prabhu came up with the story of Ram from Ramayana. The scene was Ayodhya Kand, the pastimes of Ram, Lakshman. It's a battle. Battle in Lanka. Yuddhakarn. Yuddhakarn. So, big army has arrived, Hanuman and company. And there's a battle with Ravan and Kumbhakarna. So one day during that battle, now Nityananda Prabhu is playing a role of Lakshman, which is natural for him. He was Lakshman in the previous incarnation. So he has become Lakshman. So during the battle, I think it was Meghanath, he shot an arrow, making Lakshman the target, and the arrow hits the target. And Lakshman was wounded. And he collapses and is unconscious. Drama is on. All the friends of Nityananda Prabhu are playing different roles. So when Lakshman is unconscious in the lap of Sri Ram, they're wondering, oh, cure, medicine wanted. And they couldn't find the right medicine, prescribed medicine in Lanka. So it was recommended that someone goes to Himalayan mountain, and on the top of one of the hills of Himalayan mountain, there are some special herbs. If someone could bring that, that would be the perfect medicine or cure. So who would go? And of course, this is a task of Hanuman. So the friend of Nityananda Prabhu, who was given role of Hanuman, he flew and journeyed towards Himalayan mountain to fetch the herb. So while Hanuman was on the way to Himalayan mountain, oh, it was time for closing the school. The bell rings, and all the friends of Nityananda Prabhu, including Hanuman, so the school closed now. They all ran to their respective homes, except Nityananda Prabhu, who kept lying there, motionless. So, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, they were waiting and waiting and waiting for Nityananda Prabhu to return. Oh, why is he not coming? What happened? So they decided to go to the school and find whereabouts or what happened to their dear son, Nityananda. And they found Nityananda Prabhu lying there. He was the only one around and lying unconscious. They were terrified, panicked to see their dear son, Nityananda, in that state. So what this is due to? What caused this Nityananda Prabhu being unconscious, and you're trying to shake him, wake him up, but nothing was working out. So then, as they were making inquiries, they found out that, as usual, that day also, Nityananda Prabhu was playing a drama, performance of drama had happened. And their son was playing a role of Lakshman. And Hanuman was sent to get the herb. But Hanuman never returned. In fact, Hanuman had gone to, instead of going to Himalayan mountain, he had gone back to his home. So, a lot of personalities had gathered by that time. So they thought the only way is that this Lakshman is going to be coming back to the external consciousness if Hanuman would return with the herb. So all the boys were, those who were playing different roles were brought back on the scene. And Hanuman also was resent and asked him to return quickly. So Hanuman returns with the whole mountain held on his palm and is flying. And he lands there in Ekachakragram, right in the courtyard of the school, or playground of the school. And then the herb was selected and offered to Lakshman, and that's it. Lakshman, and now this was Nityananda Prabhu, he jumped, and everyone was happy and jolly, very airy. So, amongst many, many pastimes that Nityananda Prabhu would play, perform with his friends, proving that he was none other than Lakshman of Treta Yuga and Balaram of Dwapar Yuga. So, like that, Balaram was growing in age. So, one year, one mendicant comes to Ekachakragram, and he becomes the guest of Harai Pandit. And Harai Pandit takes good care of the mendicant, sadhu, mahatma. So when it was the time for him to leave, he asked for help, assistance. What could I offer? Said, give me your son. Oh, it was a tough decision. This was something similar. I mean, that Vishwamitra also had come to Ayodhya and had asked Dashrath to please give me your son, not just one son, give me both the sons, Ram and Lakshman. I want them to battle with the the demons spoiling our yajna. So Dashrath had a hard time to make that offering of offer his sons Rama and Lakshman to Vishwamitra. So likewise, for Harai Pandit, it was very, very tough. But he okayed, okay, have him. And like this, now Nityanand Prabhu was traveling with this mendicant, Parivrajakacharya. And they traveled all over India. Do you not remember that Balaram also had traveled all over India? Well, Krishna was part of the Kurukshetra battle. Well, he was not battling himself, but he was certainly part chariot driver of Arjun. And while that was happening, Balaram went on tour of whole India. So the same Balaram has appeared as Nityanand Prabhu. He's now traveling all over India also. Yeah, following in the footsteps of Balaram. In fact, touching or visiting many of the pastimes, many of the places that Balaram had visited previously. So traveling and traveling all over. Nityanand Prabhu arrives in Vrindavan. Now he was at Radhakund Inn in Vrindavan. There he gets the news. What's the news? Breaking the news. That the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also himself Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nityanand Prabhu, Balaram, or Swayam Bhagavan. Sri Krishna has appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, Mayapur. As soon as he heard the news, he stopped his travels going all around and he ran to Navadvip and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the dream, saw the arrival of Balaram, or Balaram arriving, entering Navadvip. He was seated on the chariot. He was holding club and plow, this haladhar. And he saw Nityanand Prabhu had appeared, but he had appeared as Balaram. That was in the dream Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had seen. And then, there's a lot of description of what he had seen in the dream. And then chariot had moved on. And was stationed somewhere in Navadvip, Mayapur. So when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wakes up and he remembers the dream. And he makes the connection. Oh, one that I saw in the dream, that personality, that is Balaram Ahoila Nithai. That is Nityanand Prabhu. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent many of his associates, go find Nityanand Prabhu, find out whereabouts of him, I want to go see him. So they all went looking for Nityanand Prabhu. But Nityanand Prabhu wanted that he could be found only by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by no one else. So he was hiding. And if Nityanand Prabhu, Balaram, Supreme Lord, wants to hide, who could find him? So no one could find, so they all returned saying, oh, we went everywhere searching, looking for Nityanand Prabhu. He is nowhere to be found. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, I will have to do this task of finding Nityanand Prabhu. Let's go. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took lead and others were following. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked straight to Nandanacharya Bhavan, where Nandanacharya resided, his house. And the doors opened, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters with his many associates. And this is first time ever in this Leela. Gaur Nityananda, Gauranga Nityananda, Gauranga Nityananda. Hari Hari. Yes, it says. What is that? In Vrindavan, as we go on parikrama, especially come to the place called Dausi, near Gokul. So in that whole region, there's a special chant or greetings. One party says, Dauji ka bhaiya. Other party says, Krishna kanhaiya. Dauji ka bhaiya, Krishna kanhaiya. Krishna kanhaiya, Dauji ka bhaiya. Who is Dauji ka bhaiya? He's Krishna kanhaiya. Who is Krishna kanhaiya? He's Dauji ka bhaiya. Like that. One party is asking, who is Dauji ka bhaiya? Other party says, he's Krishna Kanhaiya. Who is Krishna Kanhaiya? He's Dauji ka bhaiya. Like that. It's Krishna and Balaram. So this happens in Vrindavan. But then as we go to Navadvip, then there's a different kind of chant. One party says, Gauranga. Other one says, Nityananda. Gauranga. Nityananda. Gauranga. Nityananda. Or they say, go, Nityananda. Gauranga. Nityananda. Gauranga. So this Gaur Nityananda have come face to face for first time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about some 20 years by earthly calculation, right? I mean, is eternal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternal, is unborn, ajanma, he never takes birth, and he never dies, like the sun. The sun takes birth in the morning? No. Sun existed before appearing on the horizon, eastern horizon. And does sun come to an end when sun sets? No. It just disappears from our vision. So likewise, both Gauranga and Nityanand are eternal. There was no time when they did not exist, and they existed, or they were performing their pastimes 500 years ago, and they will continue to exist forever. I said 20 years by our earthly calculation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 20 years, and Nityananda Prabhu some 32 years. And that's when they are meeting here at Nandanacharya Bhavan. And that was amazing get-together, or the milan, the union between these two great eternal brothers, two lords, one Swayam Bhagavan, one Swayam Prakash. It was amazing the way they met and saw each other, and they proceeded towards each other, and then deep embrace, and this shedding of tears profusely, and those tears were doing abhishek, bathing. Gauranga's tears were bathing Nityananda, Nityananda's tears were bathing Gauranga, and then they were trembling in ecstasy as they met, and they had lost the external consciousness, and they collapsed on the ground, and they're rolling on the ground in great ecstasy, and what a scene, out of this world. And we have to say, out of this world. This is never experienced in this world. So, so from that time onwards, now they are just one second. Just keeping a track of the time. We have 20 minutes to go. Sankirtanain kapitaro kamalayatakshau vishvambharo dvijavaro Yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karuna avataro. This is how both of them have been glorified in scripture called Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ajanu lambita bhujau, with their long arms held high up in the sky, with their kamalayatakshu, or blooming, elongated eyes, and the golden complexion, and the best of the brahmanas, both of them wear. And Jagat Priyakaro, they are the welfare doers. They are doing the best of the welfare of or for the entire humanity. Yugadharma Palu, and the protectors are those who establishers of the Yugadharma, dharma of this age of Kali. And that is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Lord appears And what does he do? One of those, one of the main things that Lord does as he comes into this world is dharma samsthapanarthaya, establish the principles of religion. And what is the religion for this age of Kali? Clock is stopped. Chanting the holy names of the Lord. So, just prior to this meeting of Gaur Nityanand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Gaya and had met great stalwart Acharya, devotee called Ishwarpuri. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he received Diksha from Ishwarpuri. That meant he received mantra and received Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting of Hare Krishna. And soon he attained mantra siddhi, perfection of chanting. What was the perfection? What is the perfection of chanting holy names? Cheto darpana marjanam, cleansing of the consciousness. And ultimately, revival of love for the Lord. Krishna prem aroused in personality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much so that by seeing the behavior, the way he was acting, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, everyone was thinking, has he gone mad? And he had gone mad, was mad after Krishna. And Mahaprabhu also realized, was also realizing, yes, this is certainly madness. I wasn't like this before. I was Nimai Pandit. I was known for my gravity and learning, and but see, now I have no control over myself. I'm kind of possessed by this holy name, or possessed by Krishna, and he makes me dance, and I have gone mad. So he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, goes back to his spiritual master, Ishwarpuri, and he is asking him this question. Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tara bol, japite japite mantra karila pagal. What kind of mantra have you given to me? From the time that I started chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, I have gone mad. Pagal. I become Pagla Baba. So that transformation, that kind of transformation took place in personality of Gauranga. And now in association of Gauranga, Nityananda Prabhu also developed similar sentiments and qualities and lifestyle. And now they both had gone mad, and they both were chanting and dancing all the time, And soon, the kirtan performances were getting organized at Srivas Thakur's place. This is not far from Yoga Peeth, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed, just maybe a few hundred meters away, is Srivas Thakur's Angan or residence, courtyard. And who is Srivas Thakur? He is Narad Muni. Narad Muni has appeared as Srivas Thakur. And what is Narad Muni known for? Narada Muni Bajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Namne. He's always chanting. He has Vina, he plays Vina and chants Radhika Raman or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, or Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. He's absorbed in chanting the holy names of the Lord, and he's a Narada. He gives Narayan to others. Hence he's Narada, the giver of Narayan, giver of Krishna. So at his residence, Gauranga and Nityananda Prabhu, they did inauguration of this Sankirtan. And with many other associates, Advaita Acharya joined. He is a Mahavishnu. And Gadadhar joined. He is partial expansion of Radharani. It's amazing. So the five of them are called Panchatattva, and many other associates they had, and they would chant and dance all night long. And only pure devotees were allowed the entrance. There's a whole screening process. If you are Bhukti Kami or Mukti Kami or Siddhi Kami, out. Really, anyone with any mundane aspirations and desires, and or the impersonalists or demigod worshippers aspiring for different siddhis, anima, laghima, etc., asta siddhis, they were all kept out, only pure devotees in. And Gaur Nityanand and the Panchatattva members, they would all dance all night long. And this was going on and on. I think it went on for 1 year. So Advaita Acharya was happy and was not happy with this performance of indoor kirtans. Because he was the one responsible for the advent of Gaur Nityanand or Gauranga. He had made a special plea, prayer and worship, begging for advent of the Lord. So the Lord had kindly appeared, and but he's Lord is not accessible to the fallen souls, degraded public. Lord is only associating with pure devotees. Advaita Acharya had prayed for Lord's advent so that the general masses would have a darshan or association and a benefit of his advent. So that was not happening. So one day Advaita Acharya approaches Caitanya Mahaprabhu and begs at his lotus feet, "My dear Lord, please make yourself available to the masses. They are suffering. There's so much dharma shaglani, decline in religious principles, and so much of irreligion is being spread and practiced, irreligion being practiced all around. Oh, they're suffering, my dear Lord. Coronavirus is also, or this sickness, that sickness, or janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, suffering from birth, death, old age, disease. Oh Lord, do something for them. Please come out." So Gauranga Mahaprabhu heard the prayers of Advaita Acharya, and from that time onwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then started kirtan all over Navadvip. There are 9 islands, Navadvip. So he would gather large number of devotees. Udilo Aruna Purava Bhage Dvijamani Gora Amani Jage. So as sun was rising in the east, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would gather his associates, and they would Tathai Tathai Bhaje Lakol Ghana Ghana Tahe Jhanje Re Ro. The drums are being played and the kartas are played also. Preme dhala dhala sonara anga charane nupura bhaje. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in the forefront of the grand Sankirtan procession. And what is he doing? He is dancing and swaying like this. He has a ankle bells around his ankle. Premed halad hala sonarang, golden complexion, Lord. So he would, and his party, some are doing kirtan and others are also preaching to the public. People are running, coming out of their homes as they hear the sound vibration of loud kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then some of the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are addressing those householders, talking, interacting with them. Namashraya kari jatane tumi takaho apana kaje. And they are saying, "You also chant, please chant. Take shelter of the holy name." And while chanting, hath me kam, mukh me naam. You can stay busy with the different activities. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Naam bina kichu nahi ko aar chauda bhuvana maje. Nothing, there is nothing better to be had than this holy name of the Lord. Please chant, please chant. So that went on, chanting and dancing in Navadvip for many years. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think about 4 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 24 years, and then he takes sannyas. Why? Because he wants that his holy name spread everywhere, not remain just Navadvip limited. He wanted it to spread far and wide. So personally, so he's taking sannyas, he's renouncing all household activities, and is free to preach, propagate Krishna consciousness, propagate the holy name everywhere. And next 6 years he travels length and breadth of Bharatvarsha, India, propagating the holy name. Hare nama eva kevalam kalau naste eva naste eva naste. There is no other way. There is no other way. Only way is to chant the holy name of the Lord. The Lord personally is Karunamatar. Kind Lord is spreading the holy name himself. And then while he is spreading the holy name, he also makes prediction that prithavite achyajata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachara hoive moranam. My name will be chanted in every town, every village of this planet. He did not want only people of Navadvip are benefited or people of India only are benefited. No. Why would Lord think like this? All those folks, people all over, they are his people, they are his parts and parcels, they are his devotees, they're all living entities belonging to him. And so he makes this prediction, holy name will reach every town, every way, every village. Because this is the gift that he had come with as Lord was descending from the spiritual sky, from Golok, from Vaikunth. He is carrying this gift. Golokera Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Kirtan, his Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the gift that he is carrying as he descends. And this gift is for everybody all over the world. So he makes this prediction that this chanting will happen everywhere. And that is what we see. So later on in the disciplic succession of spiritual masters and disciples, the followers of Gauranga, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Thakur, the founder of Gaudiya Math, instructed His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada to take up this mission of Gauranga. Go to the West, go everywhere and spread Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Dharma, spread the holy name of the Lord. So that is what His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada did. He followed the instruction of his spiritual master. He goes to New York in 1996. He does the foundation of the ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and then he travels 14 times around the world during his old age, while he's in his 70s and early 80s. He's traveling, and wherever he goes, is spreading Krishna consciousness, especially handing out this gift of Gauranga, the Karunavatar Gauranga, giving gift to the whole world. And so this gift has been also received in I think as many countries the coronavirus has reached, or this curse of coronavirus has reached most of those countries, the holy name also has reached. So we appeal to our fellow brothers and sisters globally to accept these holy names, names of the Lord, and chant these holy names, chant Hare Krishna, and be happy. Try it out. Millions have already tried, and it is their personal experience that they are becoming happy, free from anxiety and joyful. So we are sharing our experience with you all. So please take to the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna.